situation. But thankfully, that's for a show that's really shining a spotlight on one of the fastest growing areas in Alabama, and that's Wetumpka. In fact, Eddie Bader, he's got a place up there he wants me to take a look at. I wonder how Wetumpka would feel if I...
You need to go up there. It is awesome.
We love Wetumpka.
Great place. Oh, I love it up there.
You know, with the Christmas parade, I was up there for that. I just love it.
It is the best.
You know, you come across the bridge into the old downtown area. It just has such a great feel to it.
It's two lakes,
pretty,
two rivers,
hills. Yeah, it's great.
And no interstate. So just know that you're 30 minutes from 85 or 30 minutes from 65.
There you go. There you go. It is, and then if we buy a place there, if we need to put flooring in, we know we'll go to Georgia Floors Direct here in Montgomery. They've been serving the entire river region now for so many years with a formula that has worked from day one. They bring in all the popular styles of flooring, hardwoods, tiles, laminates, you name it. They've got a huge selection in that giant warehouse on the boulevard. Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers will help you navigate the choices. They'll work with the budget you have. You can do 12 months good as cash, by the way, for qualified customers. Make your selection and then have it installed by the best artisans that do that type of work. I've watched them. They are the best at what they do. So it is a great experience from the moment you walk in the door to the moment you're standing there, arms folded proudly across your chest, standing on that gorgeous new flooring. From Georgia Floors Direct, to flooring destination since 1969 on the boulevard across from Lowe's.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic with your latest update. Our busiest spot right now, East Boulevard between I-85, Vaughn Road down to Troy Highway. A little busy along East South Boulevard. Nothing much to scream about, though. Downtown looking light to moderate. Very light on the roadways this afternoon because of the King holiday. No accidents to tell you about at the moment. Shopping is festive at Festival Plaza. Stop by Bougie Nails and Spa. Sheer experience. Winger Sports Grill and more. Festival Plaza. Taylor at Vaughn. Another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned HealthMart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. When it's time to hire an agent to help market and sell your home, or have an agent help find you a home, how do you choose the person you will contact? According to the National Association of Realtors, the number one reason millions of Americans choose to do business with a realtor was reputation. You want someone you can trust with your home and trust with your private information in purchasing a home. Going on Zillow and hope the agent has these credentials is a very risky bargain. You don't know anything about their background, education, or competency. Here at the Goodson Group, you'll receive the best agents the River Region has to offer and a broker that has over 43 years of experience. Trained, vetted, experienced, honest, thoroughness, and the integrity are the qualities people look for and expect at the Goodson Group. Call Bo at 221-2883 or 551-0225. Get the very best person by your side.
Comrades, it is now 5 minutes after 5 o'clock. Today we will commemorate Thesaurus Day. Following that, we will have Ministry of Truth Fox News. Following that, old Harold Delaney.
Today is January 18th, Thesaurus Day. What is a thesaurus? Why, it's a dinosaur that goes by several different names that mean the exact same thing. Have a happy Thesaurus Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
And now Ministry of Truth.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Steve Rappaport. President Trump reportedly planning to issue as many as 100 pardons and commutations before he leaves office.
Rapper Lil Wayne, who pleaded guilty to a weapons charge last month, is expected to be on the list. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, not expected to get a pardon. It's still unclear whether former Trump advisor Steve Bannon, charged in a fraud probe, will get a reprieve. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham has said the president should not give pardons to those who stormed the U.S. Capitol.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Defense officials concerned about the possibility of an insider attack during President-elect Biden's inauguration.
They're working with the Secret Service on which National Guard members here in D.C. may require deeper security screening. The Associated Press first reported that, and our Pentagon team has confirmed it. Now, the government has authorized about 25,000 National Guard for this inauguration.
Fox's Rich Edson.
What a bunch of crap.
Is listening to Fox News.
That was Ministry of Truth.
I decide I'll go, you know, my buddy tells me, he goes, hey, you should go to one of them bed and breakfasts. You ever hear tell of that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. The idea is you go there, it's a guy's house, and you live in his room, and then he makes some breakfast.
Right. First.
Yeah. It's a thumbnail.
Yeah, you know? That's it, sure.
So I looked one up on the internet there, and I found one. I went to Vancouver Island, Victoria, which is beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. It's God's little country. And so I go there. And I look up my place where I'm supposed to go. I have it on a little piece of paper. And I knock on the door, right? And there's no answer. So I knock again, and there's still no answer. So finally, I look like in the window there, and there's an old man sleeping on a couch, you know?
Yeah.
So I bang on the door, ringing the doorbell, you know? So finally, I hear like, hey, keep your pants on there, you know, from the inside. And he comes to the door, old guy, you know, but I'd say 80, 85 years old. Old Harold Delaney was his name.
Harold Delaney.
Yeah, nice enough gentleman, you know? And so I get in there and I says, well, I better go to sleep. There's no one else there, you know? Like, I thought it'd be like a whole bunch of people in different rooms, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just me. Yeah. So I go up and I go to sleep and I'm ready to go to sleep. And a knock comes on the door, right? A knock on my bedroom door.
Right.
So I figure, uh-oh, old Harold Delaney wants to have sex with me there.
That's the first thought that went through your mind, huh?
Well, I'm a young fella. Yeah, these days,
yeah,
anything
not a
goes.
Bad looking guy, sure, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not a,
traveling alone, why
sure.
Not?
And of course, that's not. I didn't come to Victoria to have sex with old Harold Delaney. You know, I came to do some sightseeing.
Of course.
Yeah. So then I hear him. He goes, well, "You ought to play some Scrabble."
Oh, Scrabble.
Yeah, so I say, okay, that's good.
Sure.
I'll play some Scrabble. So I go down, and he pulls out this old Scrabble game there, and we start to play, you know. I like Scrabble, you know. So I get the first turn, you know, because I picked the lower letter. And so I get the first turn. So I make rabbit, you know.
Pretty good.
It's a good word. And then I do it pretty quick. I take, like, a couple of minutes. And then old Harold Delaney, he takes like a half hour to like get his word. And the whole time he's not talking, he's not telling me old stories. Yeah. I like hearing old stories, you know? And instead, it was like for a half hour, it was just Harold Delaney going. So then after a half an hour of that, you know, I'm just sitting there. He comes up with his word. It's a hat. His word, yeah, hat. So he puts it, and he takes the word hat, and then he puts it like way in the corner on that triple letter score,
right?
The triple word, the red one,
right?
You want to get to?
Yeah, sure.
But you can't just put it there.
No, it's got to have something, some relation to rabbit.
Yeah,
yeah.
You got to move up there, you know, and finally get to there. But instead, he just puts it right there.
Oh no. Hat.
So I go, all right, you know. And so then it's my turn, you know. I do something, and quickly, and then again, the same thing, like, you know. And then time going by, and then every word, and I was coming up with good words. You know, I had a sleigh, you know, a sleigh ride, and avocado.
Ooh.
It was a seven-letter word.
Yep.
You get 50 extra points. I'm still way behind him.
He's just freelancing the board.
Yeah. Yes. And so finally, I decided I'm going to, like, I got to say something, you know? So he, and all his words were like cup and hat, and I think it was just like things he'd see around the room, you know? And so I'm playing excellently. I should be in the lead, but instead I'm like 1,000 points behind. And finally, like, I got to say something, you know? So he puts a boot, you know, up on this triple, and it really annoyed me because I was building towards the triple letter. And he just puts boot, and so I said, finally, I gotta say something here. And I go, hey, old Harold Delaney there, I don't know, you can't put boot there. And then he goes, you never heard tell of a boot? So I go, no, I know what a boot is, I'm just saying. He goes, that fella goes out there, has to wear a boot. So I go, no, I know what I made avocado. I know a boot. You know? And it just took him forever. And I think, and also I noticed a weird thing. He had no, there were no blanks. You know, the blanks in the game, and it's always good to you. Any letter, right?
Yeah.
I realized there's no blanks in this game. And I figured old Harold Delaney must have, when he got the game, figured, that the hell is that? You know, and throwing it away.
Can't use it.
Yeah.
It is 5:11 on News Talk 93.1 FM. In advance of his visit tomorrow, Brett McDonald's going to join us in just a moment. Don't forget, there's a space station flyover at 5:50. It should be brilliant because the sky's clear. I've also noticed that the days are getting longer.
And Leon's getting larger.
Well, that too.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000. Or MCSLoans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at RiversideUSA.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had a pretty nice start to the week. We're headed for a freeze again tonight, but I have news about a warming trend. Tonight, clear and cold again. Overnight low temperature close to the freeze mark. I have us around 33 degrees at dawn. Tomorrow, the warming trend gets established with a high temperature in the lower 60s. Good bit of sunshine. In fact, even a lot of sun on Wednesday with highs in the mid-60s. Then rain becomes likely by Thursday and Friday. Highs still in the 60s even then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Did you hear the singing cat this morning?
I did.
For those who didn't, this is very brief, and then we're going to go to Brandt. This is a cat singing Down with the Sickness by Disturbed.
Hungry?
I know I don't got a lot of followers, but if someone can make that cat sound to Down with the Sickness, the ooh-ah-ah-ah-ah, that'd be great.
Oh. We have to keep our cat fanciers happy here.
That's right.
Happy hour at 5:15. We welcome Mr. Right on the Money, Brant McDonald. How are you today?
Hey, buddy. I'm doing well. Markets were closed today, so my goodness, it was a really slow day, but it was a good opportunity, you know, for us to sort of gear up for the week. It's going to be a busy week. And as you said, I'm excited about being with you tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
You're going
to
kind of set up what we might expect as some of what Joe Biden is going to propose in his inaugural address will come to be known. I noticed that, like, the Keystone Pipeline, we're going to stop that because why? I don't know. I noticed gas prices are starting to climb. Every week, it's a little more expensive. Where we're going to see impacts from some of this brilliant agenda that they're going to start putting into place, basically unraveling much of what Donald Trump did through executive order and stuff. I don't see.
You're exactly right. Yeah, listen, and it's going to have ramifications across all financial markets. Certainly, economic implications. There's no doubt about that, but. You know, as I mentioned, you know, we've spent months and months, you know, going through, you know, from a research perspective, various scenarios of what would unfold based on the election. And since, you know, this last election, we've kind of drawn a bead on where we stand. And you know, I'm excited because we'll get to spend 2 hours touching on a whole host of what I think are pretty interesting themes for 2021 and 2022, everything from how we're going to deal with China, the Middle Eastern situation, obviously oil and energy markets, taxes, some of the items where he wants to deregulate and sort of the feedback loop on those decisions and industries that will be impacted. So there's just a lot. That we boiled it down at our company, and looking forward to sharing some of that tomorrow.
That's interesting because what you do with the firm is sort of like a financial war game in that you have to think through all the possibilities and all the potential impacts.
You know, that's interesting. I've never thought of it that way, but that's a great way to characterize it. It is a financial war game. You do take all of the macro data, all of the geopolitical type data that you have, and then you run your traps with a network of resources that we have around the world, and then we boil it down into an investment thesis and assign odds, et cetera, and that's how we deploy capital for our clients. So I appreciate you sharing that. That's pretty cool.
Well,
like
Brant, basically the reaction you're having is one I hear from listeners frequently.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
And I appreciate that very, very much. We have had some amazing calls today from around the country and one towards the end of last hour from Israel. And a gentleman there was saying that if Donald Trump were to run for prime minister of Israel, he would win in a walk. He's so popular.
Wow.
Yeah, that they would have.
You know what? I can believe it. Yeah. I can absolutely believe it.
And, of course, that's
look at everything he did.
That's another thing that's going to be, you know, we are still, through at least Wednesday, an energy-independent nation. That can change. We're getting back into bed with Iran and the nukes and all of that stuff, and I'm sure there's implications there, too. Plus, just some of the insanity we're witnessing. You ever think you'd see? Last time we had that many soldiers in D.C. was World War II, if I'm not mistaken. 25,000.
No, you're right. Yeah, you're right. I've been reading about that. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And look, I don't know. I think it's all a little bit overkill. But you know, they were interviewing one of the army generals or whatever this morning, and he was saying, look, you know, it probably is overkill, but we have to do it just in case. And so it'll sure play well into liberal media, you know, when they run the nightly news, I'm sure.
No doubt about it. So Brad's going to be in studio with us tomorrow. It's a good time to plan. I mean, this is what they help their clients do plan financially for the future, whether it's short-term, long-term, retirement, scenarios, situations. Those who had something to fall back on have navigated. I mean, when we were talking a year ago, we had no idea what 2020 was going to play into. And a lot of folks got hurt. But those that navigated it were people who did, sat down with somebody like you and took the time to have something as a fallback option just in case. And that's something we should talk about tomorrow as well, those just in case kind of things that seem to happen. I mean, I remember we were actually, one of the things we did, because we all felt so powerless after 9/11. It's going to be 20 years since 9/11 in September this year. 20 years.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem possible.
Seems like yesterday.
But the market took a hit. Everything, you know, the country was kind of paralyzed at the time. And one of the things we did to help people feel better was encourage them to buy a share of stock in something. And what we did at the radio station, we all bought... It's perfect radio station food. We all bought a share of Krispy Kreme. I kid you not. I don't know if anybody still has theirs, but we all made a couple of bucks on that. Yeah, and it was I kept it a big secret because usually when it becomes known that I've invested in something, it collapses quickly thereafter. So we don't want to be dull kiss of death on that. So we will look forward to seeing you here tomorrow afternoon around 4, and we'll get bring the crystal ball, and we'll take a look at what we might see in the days, weeks, and months ahead as hopefully a better year unfolds.
I'm really excited to be back in studio with you. It's been, gosh, at least a couple of months, I know, maybe more. But there's so much to talk about, so much to dive into, and I can't wait. I really can't.
And we'll have some great cookies for you, too.
All right.
Yeah, we're all set. We'll see you tomorrow, Brent.
All right. Sounds good, buddy. Y'all take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
All righty. You are listening to media. You just asked that question this morning based on a survey. Would you rather get a 10% raise or one extra day off a month? That would be 12 days off on top of whatever you're currently entitled to. Or would you rather work those days and get a 10% raise?
I'd rather get a 10% raise.
Me too. I don't know what to do with the days off I have now.
Yeah.
You know?
And I know in my case, I wouldn't end up getting the time off anyway, so.
This is true. You are busy every day.
Yeah, so, you know, I'd rather have the raise.
I need to tell you that Rosie brings breakfast in on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It's always great. And the cornbread was wonderful. I had a little hunk of that my way. Then I immediately jumped on my bicycle and pedaled it off. But I had some of the...
garbanzo bean soup.
Garbanzo bean soup, and I took what was left over home.
Yeah.
It was so good. And then I had a brilliant idea. We had cooked up some pork sausage. We had these little patties. We were cleaning out the freezer. We got to eat some of this stuff. And so I took 3 patties and chopped them up and added that to the garbanzo bean. It was heaven.
I bet it was.
And... that was just, I like that recipe.
You know, that's made with Italian sausage and ground beef.
I loved it. I didn't do that because I thought the soup is lacking.
No.
It's not lacking anything.
No.
It's great. I just wanted to let you know.
Well, more meat, the merrier. I always put double the meat in that it calls for because if you're going to make a soup that has meat in it, let's put meat in it, okay?
Yeah.
Not just a little... hint of a taste. No, let's put meat in it.
That saying has slogan, but put the more meat, the better. The more meat, the merrier.
Yeah.
Right?
I do the same with my chili.
Me too. And this is why Jay and Rich like my chili.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, put 2.5 pounds of ground beef, and some of it's chunky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to bite something.
Yeah.
And they love it. that works out really, really well. Meaty, beefy, big, and bouncy.
Yeah.
That's the name of the chili that we make. It is 525. If your home is starting to look a little, you know, especially considering that we spent so many additional hours in it, when you're ready for new paint, whether you hire a professional or you're a do-it-yourself, or make sure the paint you use is Richards from John Lee Paints. It's an interior paint that, look, it's paint is something you truly get what you pay for. And getting a great paint is how you get a great result. Getting a great paint is how you don't have to paint something twice to cover, because the paint is designed to do that. And then when it dries, the finish is amazing. It looks like it has depth. Like if you were to touch it, your finger would penetrate. And the color coordination experts at John Lee, that's how we did the last week. We brought some pictures of different rooms, and they helped us pick the color that ran the whole length of the house. And that's what we're going to do this time, and we'll do it in segments. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not rich, but I do like to invest my money intelligently. If we're going to paint, we're going to put Richards on the wall, and we're going to have somebody who knows what they're doing with a paintbrush.
And it'll last.
Exterior, John Lee's own brand, solar proof. Again, we've used it on exterior trim, and it's just amazing how brilliant it looks like in the sun today when I was coming back to the house on my bike. It was in full sunshine, and I was just so pleased with how rich and full the color is. So remember that. And besides, they've been a great friend and sponsor to the show for many, many years now. So when you're ready for that painting project, choose John Lee, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway, and tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we're accident-free right now, but we have a lot of congestion on East South Boulevard from Troy Highway down to Baptist and Alpha. East Boulevard is very busy, as well as Northeast Boulevard, and we have a lot of traffic on Taylor Road and 231 to Wetumpka. Light to moderate traffic everywhere else, including the interstates. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. The Toyotas are arriving by the truckload at Reinhardt Toyota. Visit their location on the Eastern Boulevard or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Your new Toyota's waiting. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. I know there are a lot of different name brands out there. So if someone needs a system service or repair, does it matter what brand it is?
Not at all. At United, our service techs are trained to service and repair all brands.
What if it was installed by another company?
It doesn't matter. United's service team is here for you 24/7, and we service thousands of families here in the River Region.
Don't waste your time with another company when United will give you prompt service at a fair price with 100% satisfaction guaranteed by trained technicians.
Sign up for our affordable yearly maintenance plan to help avoid a major repair with a major cost and get 15% off any service repair throughout the year.
United service team is on standby and here for you. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello and welcome to the 77th Annual Golden Globe Awards, live from the Beverly Hilton Hotel here in Los Angeles. I'm Ricky Gervais, thank you. You'll be pleased to know this is the last time I'm hosting these awards, so I don't care anymore. I'm joking, I never did. It's the last time, who cares? Oh, Apple roared into the TV game with a morning show, a superb drama, yeah. A superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing, made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. So, well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and wag, wag. So, it's already 3 hours long.
That was a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard anything about the Golden Globes. That's usually the first. But what are they going to celebrate?
There were no movies.
And now, you know, the Academy has completely made a joke out of their Oscars, because before an evaluation of the writing, directing, plot, acting, or any other component of a movie is considered, you have to make sure that you're being diverse, that you are spreading your vote around every aggrieved group in America, which means the hell with it. Why? It means nothing. This is sad. This is not progress in any way, shape, or form. I can't believe that anybody would vote for any actor, actress, movie, whatever, or not vote for it because he's black or she's Hispanic. This is all in their heads, and you know why it's in their heads? Because that's how they think. They're the ones with that problem, not the rest of us. But because they have that issue, they have to presume that we do too. So, you know, what else can they ruin? This is what they do. They just put their stench on everything they touch. Hey, how about this trade this afternoon? The Padres are getting Joe Musgrove from the Pirates there, Rosie.
Wow.
And the Nationals and John Lester, who used to pitch for the Cubs, they're talking about a deal too. That's your baseball
news. Go Nationals.
And Tennessee fired their head coach.
Wow.
And named an acting coach for the interim period of time.
Are you talking about the Vols?
I think so.
Wow.
That's Tennessee, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it said. And by the way, when the Garretsons were here, they mentioned Hannah Ford, 26-year-old woman, very engaged as a patriot, who was killed in a car wreck. And the details are heartbreaking. This happened at Fairview.
Right down the street from me.
Apparently, and this comes to mind because of what happened with Dr. Sam, the driver of the car lost control, hit a minivan, and then the SUV. So to lose control and cause that much damage, you almost have to assume that the car was speeding.
Listen, they pass me on narrow lane all the time. Hit that middle lane and go around me. You know.
What is their hurry? What are they in a hurry to get to that they've got to risk their lives and yours?
Because they can.
And as it always seems to be the case, it's never the driver.
Yeah.
That pays the price. It's somebody that they hit.
Innocent.
So our hearts absolutely with the family of Hannah Ford of Montgomery. She died at the scene. Ugh, God. 5:34. We're going to see how roads are moving this afternoon. Boy, this morning was an adventure. Let's see how things are doing.
Good afternoon, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. Well, we're light to moderate over all of the area right now, except for a couple of spots. Troy Highway and East South Boulevard, very congested right now. And we've got a lot of traffic on East Boulevard from I-85 all the way past Vaughan down to Troy Highway.
A little busy on Atlanta Highway, outbound from downtown, but not a lot going on in the downtown area due to the King holiday today. State workers off. Buckle up, drive carefully. No accidents reported to us at the moment. Enjoy your favorite movie safely at AMC Festival Plaza Theater. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had a pretty nice start to the week. We're headed for a freeze again tonight, but I have news about a warming trend. Tonight, clear and cold again. Overnight low temperature close to the freeze mark. I have us around 33 degrees at dawn. Tomorrow, the warming trend gets established with a high temperature in the lower 60s. Good bit of sunshine. In fact, even a lot of sun on Wednesday with highs in the mid-60s. Then rain becomes likely by Thursday and Friday. Highs still in the 60s even then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you love hit songs? And do you love pharmaceuticals and pain relief? Then you're going to love Pill Pop. Pill Pop is the new music collection of tired hit songs being used in commercials. Like Ozempic.
Once weekly, Ozempic is helping many people with type 2 diabetes.
You also get Nazareth, but for Aspercreme.
Doing the things we love can be painful. Aspercreme's triple effect provides targeted relief.
See your doctor about Pill Pop. Download it today. No prescription needed.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
shut up. Gosh, I don't even know how to break this story to you. From the New York Post. Remember the Gwyneth Paltrow candle? That was formulated to,
yes,
replicate her scent.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, it's the actual name of the candle is, it smells like mine. Apparently, somebody who actually bought one of these stupid candles on Goop said it exploded into flames in the living room of a United Kingdom woman who won the prize in a quiz. Man, if you want me to participate in your quiz, you better come up with a better deal than this if I'm going to win it. The candle exploded, emitted huge flames with bits flying everywhere, said Jody Thompson, age 50. I've never seen anything like it. The whole thing was ablaze, and it was too hot to touch. There was an inferno in the room. Thompson, who lives with her partner, David Snow, said they threw the flaming candle at the front door. And it's, that's stupid, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Where it belonged.
There's a stocking stuffer for you. I can't believe I'm playing the sound effect to welcome back Miss Ellen.
I can't hear as good as I used to, Gregory. I'm old now.
hey, you know what? There's things I can't do as... It's like I said in that magazine column. I can still do what I used to do all night. It just takes me all night to do it.
Right. You, when I can grab one of those, I usually read it. But I've been staying close around to the old home quarter right here. You know, I'm scared to get out really and do anything because I've got too many risky things with my health.
Yeah.
So I just try to stay at home as much as I can. But I love you. I listen to you. And don't think I don't listen. And I'm too old to listen. But I listen.
Well, I'm glad. I think about the people. You know, I'm going, when April rolls around, I'll be starting my 17th year here. This is...
Wow.
Think about that. We've known each other
a while. I've been talking to you since day one, I think.
And I just celebrated...
Don Markle, I think. I'm not sure. But anyway, I was talking about Larry Stevens and
Larry.
Dr. Sam and all them that day. Everybody was there when I did that contest thing or whatever it was. On doing that holler, and I don't think they really believed I did it. They asked me to do it again. You probably don't remember. I've got one of those memories I wish I didn't have sometimes.
Yeah, no, I have a savant memory for certain things and not so savant for others.
Well, yeah, something real bad. I mean, I do remember, but I'd rather not. But the doctors are always testing you when you get on way up older to see if you can remember this, that, and the other. And I just said, don't tell me something you don't want me to know, because I'm going to remember it till the day I die. And I'm a big mouth, you know. But anyway, I love all of you guys, and you're doing a good job. And just hang in there. God bless all of you.
We love you, too.
How about that son of mine, Joey? He's doing really well, too.
Let me tell you, Roz and him, and y'all just be careful. And God's going to watch over all of us. And when it's our time to go, we go. Whether they got a miracle drug or what, we just go because God wants us.
You're absolutely right.
That's it. I'm out of here.
Rosie, thank you. Thank you, Miss Ellen.
Thank you, Miss Ellen.
Here's another example of stuff that I've been getting in great abundance here at 541. Here's what we know right now as of the election in November. This is dated December 18th. Trump has court cases still pending that will go to the Supreme Court. That did not happen. Thanks to the Texas case, he now knows how to file it under Article 3 and not 2. That will force them to hear it. He has the DNI report on Friday. Barr steps down on the 23rd. What? This was the kind of stuff that was circulating at warp speed in December. What do I see today on LibertyDaily.com? William Barr told Trump election fraud claims were bullshit. He protected BLM rioters from the Insurrection Act and blocked the pardon of Snowden. So he not only did nothing to support this and protect this president as AG, not to cover up crimes, but to look into things that were legitimate concerns to 75 or 80 million Americans on fraud. What, you know, I can't think... There's a lot of important stuff, but is there anything more critical for the long term than trusting that our vote actually matters or that some machine's going to just be pre-programmed to divide them? How do you think the socialists stay in power in Venezuela? It's a hellhole. It's a hellhole. But for some reason, they keep electing the people that have impoverished the country with help from Dominion. So all of this, he has VP Pence as the final arbiter of which ballots to accept on 1620. We know how that went. I don't know why there's 25,000 troops. That seems like a huge overkill in Washington right now. And as we talked with Becky and Eric Gerritsen, almost a false flag feel to it. There's just no need for that level of security. And frankly, we saw far more destruction in any number of cities last summer than we saw at the Capitol. It's just the media programming. Was it any safer when they filled the Senate chamber during the Kavanaugh hearing when they were banging on the doors? Did the media criticize those Kavanaugh protesters for behaving like animals? But they did it. They were in the Senate building.
Yeah.
I'm just so tired of the hypocrisy.
Hey, hold on.
Just nuts. Is that Jacqueline?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now that we have Jacqueline, I need to take a very quick break, and then we'll be right back.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want, and the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
This weekend, get to Kohl's and take an extra 15% off. Save on tech gear for the family, now just $15.29 and under. The Ninja Foodi Indoor Grill is $279.99. And find denim everyone in the family will love for $18.69 and under. Plus, get a little more for your wallet with Kohl's Cash. Plus, fast and free store pickup. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select styles, 15% offer valid January 14th through January 18th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
America's kids are returning to class, in school, and at home. And this year, learning is especially tough for kids who already struggle with poverty, emotional trauma, and other barriers. But Communities in Schools is helping by putting caring adults in schools to connect with kids. And now, we're reaching beyond school walls, tutoring, mentoring, and counseling students, providing resources for at-home learning, doing whatever it takes to make sure all kids have the opportunity to learn and succeed. For more information, visit communitiesinschools.org.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now today's episode of The Married Couple.
Walter. Walter.
What?
Now more than ever, I've noticed that during this time of quarantine and isolation, it seems your listening and paying attention to what I'm saying is getting worse. Could you please do me a big favor and get better at that?
Sure. What was the first part of that again?
Ugh.
Join us next time for The Married Couple.
And joining us now, our friend
hey
Jacqueline
guys.
Tomlinson. How are you?
Sorry, I'm a little late. Lola threw a little hunger tantrum, and so I'm trying to cure that. How's everybody's Monday?
Good.
Greg's like,
Well, yeah. You know, as good as it can be 2 days before we flush our country down the toilet, but...
Well, you know, let's make the best of these 48 hours.
Yeah, that's kind of how we need to do it. But we will be commiserating and having camaraderie at the Baumhauers on Wednesday after the show.
I might have to make that happen, since it'll be a day of mourning.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm even thinking about, you know, maybe the thing to do is to buy up a bunch of black armbands and sell them. May as well do one final act of capitalism before the communists take over, right?
It may not be that bad. Maybe we'll surprise ourselves.
We shall see.
Can you guys hear this girl chomping on this bottle?
Yes.
Can you hear her?
I was going to say, she's
that is
serious.
Lola eating. Yeah, well, that's why I'm late. Like, I was trying to get her down for, like, she takes a little nap, you know, before dinner. And I was trying to get her down, and she was fussy. And so finally I was like, Jared, when's the last time she had a bottle? And he's like, oh, I don't know. And I'm like, okay. So I had to run in there and get a bottle ready. And now she's just making noise.
Gosh, and to think a year ago you were describing her as the size of a chili pepper, and then...
Yeah. We're coming up on the restart of that. Like, I think February.
Wow.
So in March, she would have been like the size of a blueberry.
Yeah. Hard.
But yeah, it's almost been a year.
Did you notice, we've been talking all afternoon about false flags and things like that. And I know that had any type of conservative or Second Amendment rally been planned here or anywhere else, I would have heard about it.
Yeah.
Our mayor went out there with all these big pronouncements, you know, closing streets and taking all these over-the-top steps when there was never anything planned.
Right. Taking people away from their families on the weekends.
Yeah.
You know, my husband had to go in and work 7 hours yesterday because of this non-threat. And, you know, they don't take that into consideration. And I don't recall ever seeing anything on Facebook and hearing anything of anybody, right or left, saying anything about any protests. And, you know, I'm thankful for that. But at the same time, Montgomery's kind of been crying wolf a lot recently because we've had that happen, not just with these conservative protests that have been planned, but remember we had a couple of the other protests that were being planned that nothing ever came of?
Right.
So, I mean, it's just kind of like, I don't know if...
I'll tell you what.
We want the attention and we're not getting it, or if we want just the news to think that... I don't know if we're trying to incite. I don't know.
I have a theory. Because it's a very safe political ploy to do, to make it look like you're doing something when you're really doing nothing but ginning up. First of all, we now have a governor who has fallen out of favor with the conservative base big time by criticizing Mo Brooks and others who had the audacity to speak up for election integrity. I do believe that our current mayor plans to run for governor. What better way to do it than to show how he's protected the city from nothing. I will give him an MPD credit, because last year when they were burning down all the other cities and there was, you know, word that it might come here, it didn't happen.
Right. We had very peaceful protests here.
I wouldn't
even call them protests. I would, you know, but we had very peaceful assemblies here.
Yeah.
But, right. I mean... I don't know if we just got lucky. I mean, I've asked Jared about it all week. And, you know, he kept saying, no, I haven't heard of anything. No, I haven't heard anything. No, I haven't heard anything. I mean, and the thing is that it makes sense to me is, why would they do it yesterday? Like, why wouldn't they wait till either today when everybody's off work?
Yeah.
Or two, Wednesday? Like, it would seem to me like that would be the day to do it. Lola, you are so loud.
We're going to have a wing protest.
I'm gonna eat some wings on Wednesday, so I'm gonna have to come to the Baumhauers in my Trump 2020 shirt.
How is Dana doing?
She's doing wonderful. I actually talked to her today. Delkin Tomlinson was closed today for the holiday because it's basically childcare issues. But she's doing good. I talked to her today because her two little nuggets had their Valentine's Day pictures done today. Even went yesterday. So I won't share them yet because you guys will get some. So I don't want to ruin the surprise of the Valentine. But we had Valentine's Day pictures taken.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can hardly wait.
Oh, they're so cute. They're going to be so cute, those little chunks.
Yeah.
But everybody's good.
Well, I'm so glad you were able to wrestle a little time away and come and join us. And hopefully it works out that you can at least drop by and spend a little time with us Wednesday at the Baumhauers.
If anything, I can always convince Jared to do Baumhauers to go and break away for a little bit.
Yeah.
It'd be great to see him.
So,
Keep the faith.
Let me burp this little one. Y'all have a wonderful night. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Burp me by osmosis. Oh, that was great. I know. I can hear the words from here.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yeah, isn't this interesting? somebody who was bounced out of the Obama administration for being a big fan of Mao is now a pick for a senior advisor in the China Joe Potato Head administration coming in. Unbelievable.
Shocker.
Sure is. Earlier today, we talked to Chris Black from DCCI. They're going to drop by with some really cool equipment. Rich and I are going to do some two-way here in the building. In fact, that might be a better option than our current transmitter. I'm not sure. But we're not talking small walkie-talkies, the new equipment in two-way communication. In fact, Motorola did a study that shows a team of three can do the work of four with two-way radios that are effective, that actually transmit, that have the power to be heard, to get where they need to go. And they have so many options. Darden Communications Consultants can help your business in terms of communication on the job and off. They also specialize in repair of existing radios and business communication systems. They can program, service, and repair locally the tools your business needs, so you can do what? What they succeeded doing is helping you
find your own business.
780-1112 is the number, 780-1112, or visit them online at dcci.com, dcciCOMM.com. Click on the product spotlight tab to learn more about DCCI, Darden Communications Consultants, Inc.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you're on the East Boulevard passing Woodmere, headed down to Haskell Drive, right in front of the Aldi and McDonald's, we have an accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Other than that, we've got mostly moderate traffic at Troy Highway and East South Boulevard. Light to moderate everywhere else. No problems on I-65 or 85. Buckle up and be safe out there. We will keep you updated. Lower your interest rate on your VA home mortgage with the VA interest rate reduction loan. No appraisals, no income verification, no out-of-pocket expenses, and no hassle. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Think local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. And that means giving our members access to the cash they need when they need it. Think financial flexibility or debt consolidation. Think dream vacation or large purchases. Think quick online application and fast answers. At Guardian Credit Union, getting a loan is as easy as borrowing gifts. Think personal loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS 912757.
We went
dancing across the USA.
Thanks for punching us up.
Adios, muchacho.